Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tear your kingdom down, Lord Jesus. Oh,
Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down.
Against building,
building
your kingdom, yeah.
Oh,
all those lame, you know what
Satan.
But the preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down. Good God Almighty, and yes.
But the preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down.
Oh yes,
you've been
building your kingdom. Oh yes, hallelujah. Not only that, but listen up, for the mothers are going to pray your kingdom down. Good God Almighty,
for
the mothers
are gonna pray
your kingdom down. You know what? Not only that, but listen. Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Yes, we are. Oh, Satan, we're gonna bring it down. Oh, yes. I got one more verse, listen. But the deacons are gonna pray your kingdom down. Glory be to God.
Good morning, and welcome to the Purpose of Closures Blog Talk Radio Show, Spending Time with God. And I am your host, Cassandra Brand. This morning, we're going to tear the devil's kingdom down. We're praying for the world leaders and businesses, okay? Because business owners are leaders as well. But before we get started, you know what time it is. We have to do our affirmations, speaking things into existence, enhancing our imagination, which creates through our words. We speak through our mouth from our heart.
It's time to create
your reality. It's time to consciously choose the life you desire. And it all begins by what you think. Your thoughts create your reality. If you want change in your life, it begins by changing your thoughts. And in changing your thoughts, you are shifting or shedding old ways and moving into a new reality. Use these affirmations to begin to program your subconscious mind. By listening to them entering your conscious mind, you will begin to imprint your subconscious mind. And not necessarily asking how change will occur, but rather just allowing, trusting, letting go, and allow your new thoughts to be born when divine timing is called. Listen to these affirmations for 30 days at any time, preferably as you drift off to sleep, to allow them to enter into your subconscious mind with a greater ease. And simply observe the changes that you will begin to see in your life as they unfold. Be the change that you would like to see in your world. It all starts with you. Many blessings to you of abundance, love, and happiness. I am improving myself on a daily basis. I have the power to change. I take care of myself. I am naturally confident and successful. I am grateful for all I have in my life. I am constantly growing and developing. I use positive self-talk on a daily basis. I believe in me. I love and respect myself. I encourage myself and others. I am fully confident in who I am. Pay attention to the good things in my life. I am at peace with who I am. I choose to forgive myself and others. I am respectful to others. I feel confident with who I am. Positive self-talk ensures my independence. I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. I create my own reality from my heart and mind. My body is beautiful. I take time to relax before going to bed. Dreaming my purpose into being right in this very moment. I practice patience each day. I am at peace with myself. I take care of my physical body. I live each day moment to moment. I am the co-creator of my life. I make good decisions each day. I live in a world where I am valued. I have inner peace. I am stress-free. With myself. I am a confident person. I live my life with abundance. I believe in myself. It's okay to be me. I respect Mother Nature and divine timing. I am a positive thinker. I accept myself for who I am. I see the world for what it is. I feel comfortable in my own space. I am moving on from my past. Always take the time to wind down at the end of the day. I am on the path to a better future. Okay to feel all of my feelings. I take 100% responsibility for my life. My mind is focused on creating a better future. I am courageous. Brave. I am relaxed and calm. I am fearless. I always stand up for myself.
Yes. I am healed. I am free. I am abundant. I am more than enough. Affirmations are very powerful, very powerful. Even they ask Jesus, I am who I am. Everything. Everything you need is already in you. Well, I just want to thank you for all the listeners, the ones that's downloading and listening and spending time with God here on the Purpose of Closures. Today we're praying for world leaders. You can either listen in or call if you want to share something, testify, or, you know, have some input. The number is 319-527-6072. We're here 5 a.m. daily. Sometimes, very, very rarely now, I don't get online at 5 a.m. But if I'm not here on 5 a.m., we have a lot of other episodes that you could replay, okay? And follow the broadcast to receive notifications. So when come online or have some prayers that is already scheduled for, because I don't believe in doing soulish prayers, okay? But what the Holy Spirit tells me to pray for, that's what I pray for. Not just for me, God, give me, let me, can you spare, but for the people. Even the world leaders need prayer because they're only human as well. If you have any prayer requests, please send it to purposeclosure@gmail.com. That's purposeclosure@gmail.com, purposeclosure@gmail.com. Check out my website, The Purpose of Closure. You can purchase the books there as well. Also, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. We're building that. Okay, we're building that. I don't have any because my life has changed really and tremendously. I really don't have a certain niche right now. It's just really much like my mom, my dad, and cooking, things like that. But I have some old videos about transitioning, loving yourself, things like that. Just check it out and subscribe. Okay, make sure you hit that notification button. So when I upload new videos, you'll be notified as well. The reason why I was led to praying for our leaders, first let me give kudos or credit to Dr. Boyce Watkins. Check out his YouTube channel as well. He is definitely for black community. Okay, he's teaching men, women, and children how to become entrepreneurs, business owners, you know, learning and teaching them how to become good stewards over their blessings, over their finances, investment, and helping to usher them out of that poor mentality. His wife is also a therapist as well, a traumatizing therapist. So check out his YouTube channel as well. We have to get in a habit, make it a lifestyle, prayer. That's how you manifest things. Prayer is to ask for it. Not beg God, give me, let me, can you spare me my eye? But according to his word, in order to do that, you have to read his word. And that's going to give you wisdom, which is going to give you knowledge, which is going to strengthen your faith. Because prayer is to ask and talk to God, but faith is to do it by faith, even when you don't see it. And that's what leads to wisdom and knowledge. Remember last week we was praying for wisdom, godly wisdom, that is. Our leader right now is Joe Biden. He's 80 years old. People are going to always complain. Not enough, too much, not nothing, you know, whatever. I'm not a political person because to me, he's just another person. I've never been a celebrity-stricken or, you know, all this politics and stuff like that, because my government is the kingdom of God. That's what I believe in operating in, the kingdom of God. That's why Satan's kingdom is going to be, it's being torn down. I don't know about your life, but in my life. And these are, by faith, needs to be done. Prayer and faith. Now, Dr. Boyce Watkins, he had, I was like, he asked a question. Because, you know, Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, reaches a deal to plead guilty and tax in a gun case. He said, now, if that was a black man, would he be able to get away and just do a plea bargain? No, he'd be not thrown in jail, but underneath the jail. There's a lot of wickedness going on in this world with the leaders. Now, I did add businesses, and I'll tell you why. Business owners are leaders as well. You just can't, you got to be hot or cold. You got to choose to stay who you're going to serve. Just like Chick-fil-A. Look how successful they became. They don't do nothing but just sell chicken. And they respect God. They close their business down on Sundays. And they're organized, which God is a God of order. But these world leaders, they don't have no respect for God. Their God is money, the dollar bill that they created. Because God's money is really gold. That's why right now, the American currency has no value. It's devaluing every day. Banks are closing because they be playing with people's money. I remember one time, this was like in the early 90s. I knew I had about 20 grand in the bank. Went to the grocery store, and my card was declined. I was like, what the world? That's when I realized while we sleeping, they creeping. They're making money off our money. The trade market opens, what, 8, 9 o'clock daily? Shoot, they trade market be working 24-7, especially when we sleeping. This world is wicked. It's all about money. But then they put, they got the nerves to put in the back of every dollar bill, and God we trust. What God? With a symbol of a pyramid. Well, I don't want to get started. I'm just saying. And Joe Biden, is 80 years old. And he's the president of the United States. We have to pray for his health and his mind. And that he should use, that he may use godly wisdom. Okay? God, I praise, I worship. And now we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray for our world leaders that your spirit rest upon them. We believe that skillful and godly wisdom has entered into the hearts of our world leaders and that they will do your will. Heavenly Father, that they have hearts and ears attentive to your godly counsel. Lord, make them women and men of your integrity that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all our godliness and honestly. We pray that the wicked world leaders shall be cut off and rooted out. Heavenly Father, you are our refuge and our stronghold in times of trouble. So we declare with our mouths that your people dwell safely in this land. And we propose and we purpose abundantly. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We give thanks unto you, Lord, that the good news of the gospel is published in our land. The word of the Lord prevails and grows mightily in the hearts and lives of the people. Give thanks for the land and the leaders you have given us in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. And we're thankful. Yes, Lord, we're thankful. We praise your holy name. You know, prayer is like a muscle. You stretch it, you work it out, it gets stronger. And your prayer life will get stronger. As I always tell you, my favorite scripture is those who keep their mind and stayed upon me, I will keep them in perfect peace because they trust in me. We have to trust God. But we have to stay in relationship with them, communication with them. Communication is through prayer, meditation. And by faith, believe. It's our responsibility to believe, ability to make it happen. Because he knows. He sits high and look low. He sees all things. He know. He protects us from ourselves. Praying for businesses that they use godly wisdom, because when you have employees, people are and believing. But sometimes people get so controlling and so greedy, they try to hinder the people that they have employed because they don't want to lose that money. But when people do stuff like that, they don't realize what they're doing. They're losing the growth of their business. It's discipleship. It's generational. That's what I like about Dr. Boyce Watkins. He even teach children how children are writing books now, age 6, 7, doing videos, making money. Like, what was her name? Brittany? The dance for the singer? She was young when she started. Justin Bieber, they was young when they started. Michael Jackson. The Jacksons, they were young. That's why we have to protect our children's ear, eye gates, and teach them to guard their mouths. It's not boring being a believer. It's boring not to have nothing to believe in. I don't believe in religion. I believe in relationship with God, who's our creator. I don't believe when Jesus come back, it's just going to be the Methodists, the Protestants, the Baptists, the God in Christ people that's going, you know, going to heaven. I also believe you can have heaven right here on earth if you live the lifestyle and the mindset and the heart in the kingdom of God, because it's spiritual. And that's what we are. We're spirits having a human experience. It don't take that long. So listen, I do come on at 5 a.m. We do affirmations. We listen to some little praise and worship music. I make a few announcements. We pray, testify. That's why I would like for people to call in so they could testify, because the whole purpose of this is to help change people's lives, help people change their lives, because I can't change no one's life. Just being a messenger, sowing the word, encouragement. But no one can change your life but you. And you do that through making a simple decision. But faith comes by hearing the word of God. And if you listen to rap music all day, and you listen to the news, that will make you very depressed all the time, every day. Not encouraging to want to make a change. Usually people only want to make a change until it hits them, when it hits their house and their home and their family, then they really make a change. But choose to stay who you're going to serve. It's very simple. It's a process. Well, I'm not ready. I ain't got no clothes, or I smoke, or I drink. And honey, that's the best time. That's the best time. Because God will deliver you. It's a process. Sometimes it happens quicker for people, usually ones who have really, really hit rock bottom. But when the people feel like, oh, I got my house, I got my car, I got my lady, I got my man, I got my job, I got my desk, I got the only thing we need is Jesus. We need a relationship. We need to have a relationship. And you're not going to know everything, but you will be taught through the Holy Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit is for. I want to talk a little bit about my books, The Purpose of Closure, How It Began, The Open Doors Into a Journey of Hell, and 10 Wrong Reasons to Get Married. You can go through my website or you can find it on Amazon. Okay? That's not the purpose of this spend time with God, but I believe that some people really need to read it. It's a very easy read, and it will help heal and let you know that you're not alone. Okay? We're going to take a little break and come back.
If I lost everything and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, nice to have everything. If I lost everything, yeah, and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. It's you, my everything. Everything. It's you, my everything. I still have everything. Yeah, yeah. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. I still have everything. Can you help me say it?
If I lost
everything and didn't have anything,
and didn't have anything,
and I could have known anything,
everything. If a man was to gain the world and lose his soul, what should he gain? Never seen a U-Haul behind a hearse. So listen, if you are interested, if you have a ministry or evangelistics, preaching, prayer, gifts, and you want, you're interested in getting some airtime, please contact me at purposeclosure@gmail.com. If you're interested in some airtime, contact me at purposeclosure@gmail. I'm always looking for sponsors. If you have a business or written a book or have a business, and you would like to sponsor in exchange for advertisement, you can also contact me at purposeclosure@gmail. If you think you have some talent and you're very creative, I'm also looking for a co-host. You can contact me as well through purposeclosure@gmail.com. Or if you just want to make a donation, because this Blog Talk Radio is bringing value to you or assuring you to making changes in your life, and you just want to donate, I accept Cash App, which is $Cassandra Brand, CASSANDRA Brand, BRAND, one word, two names all together, $Cassandra Brand. Also through PayPal. All of it is appreciated. I am grateful, because eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what God is going to do for this station. I believe. That's why I'm operating by faith. So I would like for you all to have a very blessed and productive day. And thanks for joining us and spending time with God.